The sovereign debt crisis that rocked southern Europe has now caught up with the nation that used to be called the Celtic Tiger. Or should that be Celtic Tiger? Ireland, with its public finances in disarray and its banking system busted, is weighing up a multi-billion dollar bailout offer from the European Union. A leading risk analyst is warning that the Irish crisis could spark a new sovereign debt contagion, one which could ultimately bring down the eurozone. Satyajit Das was a Cassandra of the credit crash and also predicted the sovereign debt woes. He says Australia and its key Asian markets are not immune from Europe's pain. Stephen Long began by asking him about the problems of Ireland.
They have now an economic problem and a banking sector problem. The economic problem is they've taken the austerity cure that's been prescribed for Greece, and it hasn't worked. The economy shrunk by 20%, unemployment is in double digits. Effectively, their debt is now at 65% of GDP. On top of that, they've got a banking crisis. And that's because essentially the Irish economy was built on commercial real estate and residential debt for buying property. And that has collapsed, leaving the three banks in Ireland basically insolvent. The government will have to put in something like $35 to $40 billion into the banks to stabilize them. The position is unsustainable.
Well, there is a rescue package in place in Europe, but you're of the view that it's not going to work. You expressed that view in a recent Financial Times article. Why do you think it won't work?
The problem with that is multiple. The way it works is all the countries in the eurozone guarantee each other. Now, this is like having a whole bunch of mountaineers literally tying themselves to each other. And if they keep falling off one by one, they're going to take the whole lot with them.
So you are arguing then that if Ireland goes down, there could be contagion to the southern European economies, which have already been in trouble. And eventually, this could bring down the stronger economies, Germany and France. Is that what you're saying?
If the markets manage to successfully test Ireland and get them to trigger the bailout package, they're going to next turn to Portugal. Greece has already obviously had to go to the European Union, and the next in line is Spain. And if you look at the debt ratios of these three countries, they're actually very close to Italy. Italy, in absolute numbers, has a much, much bigger debt load. So they will test these one by one, triggering perhaps a meltdown in the eurozone. And it will have knock-on effects for other parts of the world as well, including our own. The reason is that whatever happens in the debt markets, when staying in the debt markets, it'll affect the ability of solvent companies to raise money. And people should never lose sight of the fact that Australian banks borrow heavily in international markets.
So it could push up the funding costs.
That's absolutely right. It'll increase the cost, which will obviously flow through into the domestic economy. But the other problem is China has the European Union as one of its two major trading partners, the other being North America. And obviously, if the European Union has problems on the sovereign debt front, it'll have broader economic problems and therefore demand for Chinese exports and therefore indirectly demand for commodity exports from Australia will be affected.
In Asia, they are actually having to take measures to slow the pace of growth and curb inflation in China and many other Asian economies at the moment because of the strength. So is it really the case that this is going to have such a deleterious effect? I mean, China is very strong.
Because of effectively the problems in Europe and North America, everybody is trying to get the cheapest currency. They're trying to bring down the value of the euro. They're trying to bring down the value of the dollar. All that's doing is setting off a massive inflationary spiral in the domestic economies of Asia, which has two implications. One, it's going to choke off consumption. Because in Asia, particularly in countries like China and India, food and energy, which is denominated in US dollars and is going up in price because the US dollar itself is falling in value, those are choking off domestic spending power.
So we've got an insidious feedback loop where the US debauches its currency, debases its value to try to rescue its economy and causes an inflation spike in Asia.
This is basically part of the bigger thy neighbour mentality, which is now, despite the G20's protestation to the contrary, taken hold. The currency wars are very, very destabilising. But also the eurozone currency going down will almost inevitably force the US dollar to rise, and there will have to be some action taken to bring it down, to give them some export competitiveness, setting off another round of negative feedback loops.
It's a fairly gloomy picture that you painted. Does it mean that we are headed for a renewed global financial crisis, a renewed global recession?
It's not one crisis, it's a series of crises. We've had subprime, we've had the credit crunch itself, we've had the sovereign crisis in the first half of the year, which is now returning. So we're going to see a series of episodes of enormous volatility.
So they're the sub-crises within the bigger crisis.
That's right. And this is a process by which the world is adjusting to a period of lower growth. It's going to be incredibly volatile and there's going to be roadkill.
Risk analyst Satyajit Das speaking to Stephen Long.